Like most Easterners, Danvers had not traveled overland. With no railroads to ride or rivers to travel, he would have faced a grueling cross-country journey of 2,000 miles. So Danvers chose the sea route that sailed south around the tip of South America. "Tell you what," he said now, "I sure am glad to be back on dry land." "Are you a family man?" Josie asked. "Why, I surely am," he replied. "Three sons and two daughters and the nicest wife a man could have. Trouble is, that's too many people under one small roof. A grand house and lots of land, that's what this gold will bring me." Then Mr. Danvers spied something he'd never seen before, something that scared him. "Whoa," he cried, pulling his horse up. "Did you catch sight of that?" "Over there, you mean?" Josie pointed to a stand of trees that lined the ridge of a nearby hill. Danvers nodded and gulped. "Indians," he whispered. "Yep," said Josie. "Most likely Shoshone." "Hey, where are you going, mister?" Mr. Danvers had twisted the reins and turned his horse around. "Anywhere but that way," he shouted. Josie willed herself to be patient. She'd encountered this sort of reaction many times before. "Now don't you worry none, Mr. Danvers. They are friendly people. In fact, we might do some trading."